This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Typhonian Beasts.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Who? More of this Egyptian shit.
Yeah. We were going to record this earlier in the week, and then we punted it to today. So I was like, why don't I remember these guys? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
because it's the Egyptian shit.
Yeah.
So these are jackal kind of folks who inhabit a dark and distant dimension. And they pretty much just attack you like dogs.
Yeah. They attack you like dogs. They can root you in place with fear. Mm-hmm. The mythos story this comes from is by Veronica Ion's Library of the World's Myths and Legends section on Egyptian mythology. So these are actually just real myths that somebody backported into a source book.
Yeah.
At some point. And it feels like, not to try to achieve like 10th level wokeness, but you know, it's probably not great to take an actual people's gods and turn them into mythos monsters. Like Set was like an actual god that actual people worshipped.
Yeah,
I don't think there are like worshippers of Set now, and I'm not pro Set or anything. Like Set seems bad.
Yes, it seems pretty rough. Yeah,
I wonder if it's different. That maybe it just feels different because it, like as opposed to demons, because it's just another culture, so it feels like I shouldn't be trucking with it.
Yeah, if it feels like it's not yours to kind of play with. In your, already weird problematic fantasy world.
Yeah. my to the letter Lovecraft campaigns. Yeah. Where most people just sit around talking about solutions.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, these things are just whatever. Like they're just servants of Set and they're gonna come at you.
Yeah. So they're dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're the size of a very large dog and have the efficacy of a very large dog. Like they can have glowing eyes that paralyze you with fear. Mm-hmm. I could get paralyzed with fear from a very large dog as is.
Yeah, a very large dog who's like growling at you is pretty intimidating. Like I'm already not going to run because that's just going to make it chase me.
Yeah, because I don't know. I actually don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like if a very large dog is looking at me, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. My neighbor's dog hates me, Gary.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are your plans around that?
Well, I mean, my plans are to be as kind to my neighbors as possible. No, just like, so if I'm outside, if I'm, go out weeding the yard or picking up sticks or whatever, and the neighbor takes the dog outside to use the restroom or for a walk, the dog immediately is like right at my fence, doing a rah, 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 rah.
Okay.
Like right. It'll just on it. Right. And so they say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We try not to bring him out when you're out here. And I say like, no, he's on a leash. It's fine. Like don't, but they're so apologetic to the point where I'm kind of offended that they think I'm angry with them for their dog.
Well, and here's the question. Do you know what happened to the people who owned the house before you? Because maybe they have a reason to be apologetic. Like, I don't know if you ever thought about that, but like, you could be living in the source book.
Oh, shit. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.